The big scheduled news event of the week is the presidential inauguration. It takes place on Thursday. Here's our slightly confused correspondent, Brian Unger, with his official Unger Report guide to the swearing-in ceremonies.
Thank you, Alex. Last night, it was Golden Globes on the left coast. This week, it's red, white, and blue inaugural balls on the right. And Hollywood's got nothing on D.C. But navigating through the multitude and variety of celebrations in our nation's capital this week can be daunting for even the hardiest of inaugural partygoers. With that, here's a partial rundown of the party possibilities. There's the Democracy Ball, hosted by 8 states, Freedom Ball, 6 states, Stars and Stripes Ball, 3 states, Independence Ball, 16 states, and D.C., Constitution Ball, 14 states, plus American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, Patriot Ball, only Ohio, and Liberty Ball, only Florida, separate balls for 2 big swing states. Other states have their own balls, but are just more upfront about what they call them. The North Carolina Ball, the South Carolina Ball, Indiana State Ball, and Michigan State Ball. But maybe you're just not into balls. Fear not. There's the Illinois Gala. And if it's no to both balls and galas, there's the New Hampshire Reception. That sounds pleasant, kind of like a fete or soiree, which there are none of this week. That's too French. Among the special theme balls, the Commander-in-Chief Ball, 2,000 troops will be at that one, and the Free Republic Ball, a family-friendly ball with a rock band fronted by Arkansas Governor and Metal God, Mike Huckabee. There's the Bluegrass Ball, sponsored, of course, by Kentucky, and the always sold-out ball, sponsored by the President's home state, Texas, the Black Tie and Boots Ball. This one says, "I'm proper from the neck up, party from the knees down." Then there are the special interest balls from groups taking a pause from the cause. There's the Environmental Ball, the American Indian Ball, the Lawyers Ball, and Opportunity Ball with Doug E. Fresh. And for high techies, the inauguralball.com. Finally, there are the opposition's balls, the Americans for Democratic Action Counter-Inaugural Gala, the Not My President Counter-Inaugural Punk Rock Show, and Inaugurate This. And with the last word, the Creative Coalition's Ball After the balls. What's left? Well, there's still a bash, an auction, a service, and a reading, which leaves room for at least one shindig, perhaps even a hullabaloo. And tragically, thousands of ducks without their livers. Oh, and there's that little swearing-in ceremony. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
Day to Day is produced by Chip Grabo. The senior editor this week, Stu Seidel. The senior producer, Steve Proffitt. The production staff includes Christopher Johnson, Jennifer Giles, Nihar Patel, Claire Robbins, Neil Carruth, and Rob Sachs, and our intern, Stephen Hoffman. The editors are Martha Little, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's Andy Bowers. Our director is Shireen Meraji. The technical director is Leo Del Aguila, with engineer Josh Rogerson. The executive producer for Day to Day is Leith Bishop. The manager for NPR West is Cindy Kennard. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.